Like a Nagasaki sunrise after the bomb. There's a haunting beauty in nature, but not in man. Evil dwells in the blackened souls of the order followers and bureaucrats and the crowds that cheer them on. But what kind of madness leaves such death and destruction back then and today? How many Nagasaki-like sunrises must there be before the masses are awakened? Heroes don't carry guns or kill for the suited cowards in state houses and corporate boardrooms. True heroes teach, they heal, they build, they think, and they create, and they love. We've created a culture of violence, from the speeches by politicians to the pop culture icons. People now wallow in the glory of destruction, and their humanity has been traded for paper money and objects of diversion and justification. Though with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it still can be a beautiful world. But first, we must take the first step back towards being human and away from the violence. Actually, there was no beauty in the Nagasaki sunrise after the bomb, and there will be no beauty when all of our humanity is gone.
Draw.